I don't know. They gave up on me. Yeah.
What did he? Malcolm Butler after the Super Bowl saying the Patriots just gave up on him, and maybe they did. We'll never know what happened because you know that Belichick's not going to tell us. You know Butler's not going to tell us. You know John and Mike and Logan Ryan aren't going to tell us. So we will never know what happened with that Super Bowl, but Malcolm Butler is now a Titan at 5 years, $61 million, 30 guaranteed. Floyd, do you have a thought or do you want to go right to the phones?
I'll bet we find out.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, other than the fact that I called it, which today at 2:15 on this show, I called it. My 2 o'clock tease was there's a guy I think they could be in on. Let's go to the phones, though. And I promise I'm done with that. I promise.
No. No, you can't. Don't promise.
Caleb has been waiting patiently. He's up next. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I saw this contract, and the first thing I thought was, wow, that's a lot of money. But, I mean, really, the contract – it's only half guaranteed, so at worst you're paying him $6 million a year, which is less than you were paying McCourty before you shipped him off, cut him to let him go to Cleveland. And the guy's been an All-Pro; he's won a Super Bowl. That's awesome. And like you said, Jared, I'm with you. If J-Rob and Vrabel and Logan Ryan are all okay with him, I don't see why not.
You know, Caleb, I appreciate your call. I think everybody out there is, like, on the same page with me when I say, look, I'm not a honk for the local team that just says, oh, well, whatever John says goes. I mean, I was moaning and groaning about him like 3 hours ago. But I do think that John and Mike will get solid intel out of Foxborough on that instance of whether or not Butler's a good guy.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to get it out of Foxborough.
You just walk down the hall to Logan Ryan and get it right out of
well,
there.
Well, that or you call Matt Patricia, who is the defensive coordinator during that game, and he's in Detroit now, and he'd certainly tell you. I mean, there are a lot of ways to get the info.
Tyron in Brentwood is up next here. The Titans have signed Malcolm Butler. Tyron, go ahead.
Yeah, I like the move. I thought it was a good deal. They got him at a good price, I think, too. You didn't have to break the bank. You didn't have to set one of these world record deals to get a top-notch corner. So they got him at a good value, not too high, not too low. Fair for him, fair for them. So I like the move, and they got him a premier corner, and that's what they needed to address their needs. And I like the move, and, you know, four is just to address the Super Bowl week, and we'll never know. And just the fact that, you know, John Robinson, Vrabel, all of them on the same page, and I even seen a report, I think, a day or two ago that the Lions had some interest in him. So what we're going to find out is that Super Bowl week was much to do about nothing. What it boiled down to was Belichick got caught with his pants down. He tried to be almighty, high mighty. He thought his quarterback could pull him out the fire. And he wanted, for whatever reason, I don't know if Malcolm was sick or didn't have a good practice, but he wanted to, you know, pretty much embarrass the kid, I thought. And it blew up, and it cost him the Super Bowl, because if Malcolm had played, they would have won, no doubt about it. And I don't think we're going to find nothing Malcolm did wrong, but that was alarming. The word, if you're tight, you go, oh, boy, no, he didn't do nothing wrong. Belichick just got caught being a joke, and he got burnt. And that's just the bottom line. So I like the move, and good for Malcolm. And, you know, hey, he's going to be a good corner, which is exactly what you need.
Tyron, thank you for the call. What are the odds that Belichick just overreacted to – or maybe, you know, Belichick and Patricia and those guys said, well, you know, it's football move. There's no way in my mind that they thought Johnson Batamosi and Jordan Richards and Eric Rowe were better players than Malcolm Butler. I can't – that would be like throwing Brian Hoyer out there and saying, well, you know, it was a football decision to play him over Brady. No, it's not. But, I mean, what is it? It obviously can't be that big of a deal if Mike, John, and Logan Ryan are all okay with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't know what it was. I mean, so until we know, it's hard to. But they all had to sit around at some point in time and say, you know, are we okay with this? Can we work with this? And, you know, after being that they're going to sign him, you have to think they all said, yeah, let's do it.
Well, one thing that really got me was remember the rumors came out after the Super Bowl that Butler missed curfew and that he was caught with marijuana and all that stuff, and then Butler released that long statement on Instagram saying that he would never do that to the team and never was late and was never basically refuted all the reports that he had done anything wrong. And he posted on Instagram, and Brady liked the post and Brady commented on it and said something along the lines of, you've been a great teammate, Malcolm. I'll always cherish our time together, or something like that. And to me, that was Brady endorsing that post and endorsing Butler as a teammate. Now, you can read into it if you want, and I know you don't want to, but you could read into it that that was Brady taking a stab at Belichick, but that's neither here nor there for me. I don't care about that. I think about it in the sense of, like, if Brady is going to post on Malcolm Butler's Instagram telling him how great of a teammate he is, I mean, that is Brady vouching for him to me. To everybody in Nashville, Brady, in my opinion, has vouched for him. Like, you know, the mob when they're like, hey, you vouch for him, you know, that kind of. Brady has vouched for Malcolm Butler. Right?
I got no idea.
I mean, he's not posting that if, well, you know, you don't.
He liked it. Tom liked it. So that means he's vouching.
Well, and he commented on it. He commented on it, called him a great teammate. Mike is up next here on Jared and the GM. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the new Legion of Boom. No, I'm just kidding. Where do you think this secondary puts us with the other top secondaries in the league now? You know, because I think we're pretty solid now, and specifically with the Jaguars in our own division. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike.
You know what? I think it puts us, especially after Jacksonville lost their third. I mean, it certainly has to put us in competition with just about anybody. You know, you're going to have two, maybe three, hopefully, you know, Pro Bowl caliber corners, and you've got an all-pro caliber safety. So, you know, you've got another spot to fill. But, I mean, that has to – that is a giant step forward. Considering where this team was 2 years ago, when all they had was McCourty, and some of us didn't like him.
Parrish Cox.
So you have come, I mean, you're a world apart.
God, how do you think Dick LeBeau feels today? He loves to blitz, and now he's got a whole group of guys in cover, and Dick LeBeau never had this. Yeah.
Dean Pease is dancing on the table right now.
Does Dean like to blitz like Dick does?
He does now.
Let's go to Zach, who's up next here on Jared and the GM. Again, the Titans have reportedly signed former Patriots corner Malcolm Butler. What's up, Zach?
Hey, fellas. How are y'all today?
Good. Go ahead.
I think Malcolm Butler signing, obviously, was great. I really wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. I want to throw financial situation out of the window completely. Would Jordy Nelson possibly be a good fit for the Tennessee Titans and maybe help Marcus Mariota out a little bit?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, okay. Yes. Zach, yes, thank you for your call. If they signed Jordy Nelson, like, I promised Floyd that I would be done talking about how I called the Butler thing earlier today, but if they signed Jordy Nelson, you might not want to come to work tomorrow.
Well, are you going to claim you called that too?
No, but I'm just going to be, I told you. Because earlier today when they released Jordy, I said, bring on Jordy Nelson. If you bring on Jordy Nelson with Malcolm Butler, you will win the AFC South next year. I believe that. I believe if you bring on Jordy Nelson to go with Malcolm Butler, I mean, the one thing that I'm thinking about too, and we don't know how the cap structure of this is going to work, but Butler's salary should not hurt too much when it comes to the LaJuan and Mariota negotiations, should it?
Well, no. I mean, you're not going to get Marcus signed this year.
No, but I mean,
I don't think that's the end of the world.
But you've got Butler for five more years, so at some point throughout the point or as you're negotiating that contract, Butler's deal will overlap with Mariota and LaJuan's extensions.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you're going to get to a point now where you can't pay all these guys. Been there, done that. I mean, you have to, but I will say this, the cap guy, Vin Marino, is without a doubt one of the best in the league, and I would have complete confidence he has this all under control.
615-737-1025. We'll get back to your calls and your tweets at Jared Stillman. But again, the Titans have signed Malcolm Butler, And I have a little bit of a confession to make, and we're going to give something away, and we will do all of that coming up next here on Jared and the GM. By the way, tonight there is a big Preds game against Winnipeg. Hal Gill going to join us for Preds game day later today, so we'll get the insight there. ESPN 102.5, the game is the flagship home of the Nashville Predators. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and like us on Facebook to keep up with everything in Smashville. Twitter at 102.5 The Game, Instagram at The Game Nashville, Facebook.com/The Game Nashville. I'm on Twitter at Jared Stillman, on Instagram at The Jared Stillman. And again, I need about 30 more followers, so be one of those 30 on Instagram at The Jared Stillman. Go follow that Instagram at The Jared Stillman, and I will Instagram story. I'm going to the game tonight. I will Instagram story my experience tonight at the Preds game. So go ahead and go follow that. But it's now time for the Bud Light Honky Tonk Hat Trick, where Nick Kale is hanging out at Tootsie's. Nicholas, how are you?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Nick Kale from Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I'm out at Tootsie's until 6:30 tonight for the Honky Tonk Hat Trick, which is brought to you by Bud Light. The Honky Tonk Hat Trick is tonight, so be sure to stop on out to Tootsie's, Rippy's, or Honky Tonk Central before Preds weekday home games for specials on Bud Light and to register to win a pair of tickets to tonight's game and passes to the Bud Light Zone. Or you may win a VIP hockey experience, which includes a pair of tickets, dinner for two, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Stop by Rippy's after every Preds game for two-for-one drinks until close.
Malcolm Butler is now a Titan. Again, if you're just joining us, Malcolm Butler reportedly 5 years, $61 million, 30 of it guaranteed. Floyd, your initial reaction when you heard Malcolm Butler was joining Logan Ryan, Adoree Jackson, and Kevin Byard in the secondary?
Well, I mean, for me, I was hoping, we talked yesterday, we needed another DB of some caliber. I don't think anybody expected you were going to pull a Super Bowl MVP, Pro Bowl caliber guy out of the air, but they did. So, I mean, you have to be thrilled, and I know there's going to be a lot of discussion about him and his, Super Bowl thing, and I'm sure we'll find out about it in time. But the truth is, I mean, if you've been at New England as long as he's been there and you've won Super Bowls and you've played with those guys and you have the relationship that J-Rob and the Pats have here with not only the guys at New England but other guys throughout the league, I mean, you've got enough scoop that you're not concerned about that.
I mean, in all honesty, if you personally really wanted to get down to what happened at the Super Bowl, my guess is you could probably figure it out pretty quick.
Probably.
I mean, because you would probably just call Belichick. But still, like, you could get down to it.
Right.
Now, did you have any idea this was coming down the pipe?
The Butler thing?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Okay. So, earlier today we talked about this. And, like, when Butler first got benched to the Super Bowl and they were like, well, Malcolm Butler is obviously not coming back to the Patriots as a free agent, people said, oh, the Titans need to get Butler. Because Titans fans do this with everybody. Oh, we need to get Richard Sherman, Jared. And I was kind of against the idea of adding Malcolm Butler to the mix. I was kind of against it.
Because?
And then earlier today, because of what happened in the Super Bowl.
The report?
Yeah. And then earlier today, what happened, we talked about it on the air about, well, what if they're in the mix for Malcolm Butler? And my thing was like, I'm not sure I even really want Malcolm Butler because of what happened at the Super Bowl. But now I've done a total 180. And I don't think it's because I'm a local honk. Like, I don't think that's it. I think the thing is I really do believe what you said. John Robinson and Mike Vrabel and Logan Ryan, in my opinion, was obviously in on this because of his tweet earlier today about trying to lure guys to Nashville. He tweeted out at 9:30 this morning that he was recruiting people to Nashville. And that's when I said, you know, could Logan Ryan or could Malcolm Butler be in the mix? And I think that Logan Ryan was probably a part of the recruiting pitch and probably a part of the discussion with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel about, okay, can they add Malcolm Butler's personality into that locker room? And I feel like if all three of those guys are okay with it, then I don't worry about whatever happened at the Super Bowl. And maybe that's naive of me, or maybe it's honk of me, or I don't know what it is, but I am no longer concerned about the Super Bowl thing.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree with it. But I will. It was the Super Bowl.
I mean,
for you to miss the Super Bowl now, you may never, ever get back there the rest of your entire life. So, you know, I mean, but I will say this. I agree with you from the standpoint that if it's okay in J-Rob's head, if it's okay in Vrabel's head, if it's okay with those guys, then it's okay with me, because I know that they have spent a lot of time researching it and talking about it and thinking about it and voting on it, and they've been back and forth and back and forth. So, like I said, if they're in their mind they're okay, then I'm okay.
Logan Ryan tweeted on February 4th, which I think was the Super Bowl, hashtag free the butler. So what's that tell you? I mean, that's got to say there's got to be something, or there's got to be.
They may be great friends. I mean, they may, because they've been together for a while now. I mean, they may be really, really close, which would be great. It'd be great for the locker room. It'd be great for the young guys. I mean, you take a guy like Adoree Jackson, I mean, to learn from a couple of expatriates and on just how to practice and how to prepare and how to do all the things, you know, how important being a good teammate is and all that stuff. I mean, that's gigantic.
Now, how do you feel about covering the wide receivers in the AFC South? Because we haven't even gotten to that yet. But now for Hopkins and Fuller, you've got Jackson and Butler. For Keelan Cole and Marquise Lee and Allen Hurns, you've got Malcolm Butler, Logan Ryan, and Adoree Jackson. You get into a game last year like the Patriots game where we said, okay, who's going to cover Gronk? Well, you got Byard cover. Okay, who's going to cover the guys out of the backfield? I feel like Butler helps you, because Butler now, like say that Patriots game last year. You get into a game like that. Okay, you've got Adoree Jackson man for man with Cooks, and you put Butler on the running backs, and you've got Logan Ryan on Amendola, and you've got Byard on Gronk, and at least I can sleep at night with that going on. Whereas when it was before without Butler, you didn't have something like that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not sure the real clincher for them wasn't the first Houston game.
The one where they literally just chucked it and ducked.
Forever. And I think they looked at that and said, you know what, we could be facing that for the next 10 years. And if we don't find a way to cover those guys, we're not going to win any of those games. And so I think they looked at that and said, okay, now this is a good start. Now, are they going to have to go and get some pass rush? Absolutely. They're going to have to do some of those things. But now, I mean, it's amazing how one guy helps make it appear to be more manageable. Mm-hmm. You know, now you look at it and you think to yourself, okay, I mean, the truth is, you could probably get by with the defensive front the way it is now. You don't want to. You want to get better, but you could probably get by, which means, okay, now you've got to spend your time getting guards and getting another running back and getting receiver or whatever. You could say, okay, you know, we're going to have to find a way to get one more year out of those two outside guys and the inside guys. And if we can do that, then, you know, this time next year, maybe you're saying, hey, maybe we're just an inside linebacker and an outside linebacker away from really being a contender.
Now, on the free agency front, do you think that the Titans are done basically in free agency? I mean, could they
No.
Could they add like a Dante Moncrief or a Jordan Matthews or even – I mean, sure. I would like to see Jordy Nelson or a running back.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think they can do too much, but again, oh, Malcolm Butler.
This deal really is a pretty good deal. I mean, this is not a backbreaker.
Like Cousins?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 12 a year, and you're talking about half of that being guaranteed. I mean, in the free agency world, that's a pretty good deal. And what probably happened, you know, was there were some people that were a little bit scared away by what happened.
The Super Bowl,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Because not everybody, you know, can get that information.
Well, we said that, you know, we said that there were three players that didn't have any baggage going into free agency: Trumaine Johnson, Drew Brees, and Kirk Cousins. And we included Butler in the group of people that had baggage. But if they're okay with Butler's baggage, he easily fits into that top four group. I'd rather pay the money, the $30 million guaranteed to Butler, than pay it to Sammy Watkins, who's never healthy.
Well, and you're going to know more about Butler at this point in time than you are about 75% of the guys that are out there, you know, because you've been there with him, you've played with him, you've got people that know all the people that know all the stuff, and you can get all the stuff. So, I mean, you have to feel good about them and the research they've done, and I know that they do not half-step all that research stuff. I mean, they get into that.
Titans have signed Malcolm Butler. Preds with a huge, huge, huge divisional game. I got a hot take about today's game. We'll get to that next. Hal Gill is with us. Predators game day live from Bridgestone Arena. Now it's time for the Bud Light Honky Tonk Hat Trick. Nick Cale is hanging out at Tootsie's. Nick, what's up?
What's going on, everybody? It's Nick Cale from Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. I'm out at Tootsie's tonight until 6:30 for the Honky Tonk Hat Trick, and it's all brought to you by the great people at Bud Light. The Honky Tonk Hat Trick is tonight, so be sure to stop on out to Tootsie's, Rippy's, or Honky Tonk Central before Preds weekday home games for specials on Bud Light, and to register to win a pair of tickets to tonight's game and passes to the Bud Light Zone, where you could win a VIP hockey experience. Now, that includes a pair of tickets, dinner for two, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Stop on by to Rippy's after every Preds game for two-for-one drinks until close. I'm Nick Cale for Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Live from the Game Nashville studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet. It's game day in Smashville, brought to you by the Nexus Group. What are Peter Laviolette's keys to the game? Who will be in and out of the lineup? It's time to break it all down on Jared and the GM on your flagship home of Smashville.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
Predators Game Day brought to you by the Nexus Group. They're your trusted provider and safe haven for business networking, offering secure, reliable connectivity. Call the Nexus Group, 615-221-4200, and don't get catfished.
Unless it's on the ice.
Bingo. Tonight, the Preds and the Jets. The Preds 44-14-10. The Jets 41-18-10. And we are kind enough to be joined for Preds game day by, should I say, Mr. Predator?
Yes.
Mr. Predator Hal Gill is sitting here with us. How are you today, Hal?
Yeah, that's a scary thing. You don't say Mr. Predator. It sounds weird, doesn't it?
Well, I mean,
sounds
like
a little offish.
It would sound weird.
Like a Nashville Predator. Mr. Nashville Predator would be better.
Yeah, Mr. Predator is pretty weird.
Yeah,
tonight, the Preds and the Jets. This was the coach's take, Peter Laviolette, on the Jets.
We've got to be better. You give up that many goals, you're not happy with one side of the game. We scored an awful lot. We had to do it from coming from behind. I mean, you know, for me, it would always be better if it was 1-0, 2-0 after 2, 3-0 after 3, and then you just call it a day. But you don't know how the game's going to be played out or what it's going to bring. We're expecting it to be fast because they're a quick team. We know we're going to have to compete hard because they're a big team. The games have been excellent, but there's a lot at stake tonight because it's a division game. First and second in the division going at it, and I'm sure they're saying the same thing.
So much at stake, Hal. What do we make of tonight's game against Winnipeg? We saw the time last time when they went up to Winnipeg, and it was a battle. What do we make of tonight?
I think it's everything it's built up to be. That last game was awesome. Right from the beginning of the game, it was 0-0, but it was heavy, hard, playoff atmosphere, big hits, battles in the corner. No one was giving up on anything. And then it opened up after that. I love the way that the Preds stayed resilient throughout that game, kept coming back, and kind of ended up in a track meet, but I think I just like the way these two teams match up. I mean, you have skill up front. The defense are awesome. Goaltending has been big for them. It's a very similar, and it's good that these two teams are going to face each other, hopefully face each other in the playoffs. I mean, and this sets a tone for it. So this is a huge one.
I look at this game, and I think to myself, like, it felt like a playoff game the last time these two teams played.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to feel that way today because the Preds have really opened up so much ground since then. But I have a hot take about today's game. I think if you win tonight, I think you win the Central.
All right. All right, so it's not going to be a big game because, okay, if you win tonight, the Predators win that, so that's kind of a big game for the Preds.
I think now if you're
if you're the Winnipeg Jets, if they lose tonight, they lose the division. If they win, you're saying
you win the division.
You're saying that Winnipeg, if they win, wins the division?
No. I'm saying
I know. So
if you want to stay in the division race, you got to win tonight if you're winning.
So it's kind of a big game for them, too.
Except they're starting their backup goalie. Now,
well, they just played a back-to-back.
But wouldn't you play your backup in the Washington game? And then
I don't know about that. I think you got to load up and try and get the points. I think 2 points are bigger than anything, and so I think they went out to Washington to try to get it. It's an interesting decision. I don't know Hellebuck's status or where he is physically as far as injuries, but it is having Hutchinson come in is, I think the Preds should try and take advantage of it, but I still think it's a huge game for both teams. And like you said, Nashville can lock it up, get a lot closer to locking it up. And Winnipeg knows that if they don't get this one, it's going to be tough.
Jared mentioned earlier, we were talking, he thinks tonight is a preview of the playoff team. That is the lineups. Would that surprise you? Can you see that?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. I think Scott Hartnell is going to be out. I think he's going to be huge down the playoff run. I think he's going to be a big-time playoff player. So I just think there's so many guys that you have to have in. I think because it's a big game, I think you want to load up. But that being said, someone's got to sit out. And I don't think you have to worry about Scott Hartnell rising to a big playoff game. He's been around it, and Laviolette knows that. So I think he's a little more comfortable sitting him out. Let him get some rest. He's been through these battles before. I think this is a loaded team. I really think if you put Hartnell in or for anyone else, it's, you just have too many good players. So I think it's you have to take someone out. Hartsey's, probably the best decision.
Do you worry about that? Hal Gill's with us. Do you worry about that at all affecting not maybe Hartnell, but maybe everybody else?
Well, that's the thing is I don't think it'll affect. I think Hartsey looks at it as, hey, this is what we got a good problem that we got some good players here and we're going to make a cup run because of it. I don't mind sitting out a game. I'm sure he's looking at the big picture. He came here because he wanted a chance to win the cup. I think he took less money to come here. I think he's willing to sacrifice playing time. That's the last thing on his mind is playing time and points. He wants to win. So I don't think it's a big deal.
Those guys are the best teammates, aren't they?
Yeah.
They just want to win.
And that's what this whole locker room is like right now. I think everyone in that room is willing to put everything behind them because they know they have a chance to win it. And that's that's the best. That's when you want to play with guys like that. And I think they have that in that locker room.
Hal Gill with us on Predators Game Day presented by the Nexus Group. Taking a look at the standings, the Preds are in first place with 98 points. Winnipeg 6 back, but the Preds have a game in hand. Minnesota 85 points, Dallas 82. Hal, I go back to this. I think a win tonight gives you the division. It's going to be too hard if you're up 8 with 12 to play, or I guess 11 to play in Winnipeg's case. It's going to be way too hard to make up 8 points, especially the way the Preds have been playing with only a handful of games left.
Well, the whole thing is you have a little leeway. With an 8-point lead, you have a little leeway for a couple whoops. It didn't go our way, and you can have a couple of those games. The problem is if you have a too big of a whoops and you end up losing it, that's not your biggest concern is where you're going to fit in the playoffs is what's going on with the team.
Chicago last year, they lost 6 of their last 8, their last four going in.
That's trouble. That's when you hit trouble. So it's more important to go in hot, as we saw last year with the Preds. Coming in hot is huge. So, I think if they can take care of business, they give themselves a little leeway there with 8 point after tonight.
Hal, what are we watching for tonight? Preds in Winnipeg, 7 o'clock. You'll be on the call right here on ESPN 102.5, the game, the flagship station of the National Predators Radio Network. What are you watching for tonight?
I think Patrick Laine is hot right now.
Stud.
He's a stud. He can score from anywhere. Keep an eye on him. And Blake Wheeler is a guy, I think he sums up this team. Big, fast, strong, plays hard, has 76 points. Not too bad. He's a stud. So if they can keep control of the top two lines, really, they're pretty good. So Preds have to be aware of that, and they have the horses to stop them. Just got to go about their business and do it.
Floyd Reese, what are you watching for tonight?
You know, I think it's going to be interesting. We just talked about this before, but, you know, how these teams approach this game. And I'm wondering if they aren't looking at it thinking, you know what, we're in Bridgestone. This is really a good team. Maybe this is a good time to put the backup goalie in there. Not that they're giving up, but it gives them something to talk about afterwards. You know, hey, we would have been all right if we'd had the real guy.
Well, they have some injuries, too.
Yeah, they're banged up a little bit. A
couple guys banged up. Enstrom and Truba are on the defensive side, and they get back in the lineup. That's, the second best defense in the league. Wow. So, you know, that's my opinion, but I think they're pretty solid, and those two guys are out. So, yeah, you're right. I like that. You put the backup guy in and let him just go for it.
Hal Gill, Preds Game Day presented by the Nexus Group. Hal, good to see you. We will see you tonight, 7 o'clock.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Hal.
Really appreciate
Gill,
it.
The most popular person amongst my friends here at Bridgestone Arena is Hal Gill. Be caller 5 right now, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see James Bay at Ascend Amphitheater on September 14th. Meanwhile, pregame up next, game at 7 o'clock. It's a big one tonight against Winnipeg. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game.